Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir is sponsored Louis Nishvas, my grandfather, Rabbi Cheskel, by Rabbi Shalom Hartman Zetzal, whose Yortzeit is Yutchet Kislev. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Pedalet. The Mishnah Mudal gives us the rule of when do we say that Pasul the Wedding of Mizbeach, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, meaning it retains his Kedusha, and when do we say that Im Olu Yerdu, meaning it loses his Kedusha? Kol shepsula bekoidish a koish mekabloi. Lo yepsula bekoidish ain a koish mekabloi. It depends if the psul was bekoidish or the psul was not bekoidish. So we have a few ways to understand this al derech drush. Two of them were brought down by the Noidi Biyudo and his drush Yatzlach. The first one is the drush Yatzlach, drush Vov, where he speaks about the maila of davening in a shul. That even if somebody does not have a minion, he should still daven in the shul. There's a big mile to daven in shul. He brings a marshal, the tzlach, over there. What's the reason? Because if someone comes and he delivers a gift to the king, even if the gift is not perfect, but he brought a gift to the king, so he showed the mile he's bringing a gift to the king. But someone who does not deliver a gift to the king has to come, the king has to send a messenger to pick up the gift, then the gift has to be perfect. You can't expect to have the messenger of the king come to your house and you give him some gift which is not a good gift. So if you're going to Beis HaKnesses, which is the mokim of the Gdusha, even if the davening is not perfect, even if a person has different machshavas doing davening, but he's in mokim of the king, so then the tefillah is miskabelis. But if he's outside of the shul and he has a bad tefillah, then the tefillah will never work. And he says that's the remes. Kol shepsula bekoidesh, if the psul is in the shul, hakoidesh mekablo, he's still accepted. Because Shepsulo is not Bekoidish, meaning that he's not davening in Shul. So then the Kodesh is not Mekabel, he's not accepted, the Tefillah is not Mitkabelis. And the Chelek Drush Yatzlach, which is called Avas Tzio in Drush Hei, he says another way to say this Drush. And he says that when a person davens for a Kodesh Baruch understands, Kodesh Baruch Hu Baba Tirun Lebri Yosef doesn't come with kindness to people. He knows that people can't concentrate for very long. So sometimes people has other machshavas doing davening, doesn't have kavanah. But the minimum amount is that when he starts davening, the davening should be b'chavanah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, at least have kavanah in the first bracha. And he says that's the remes. Kol shepsula b'koidish, meaning he was already in koidish, he started right, you're already in the koidish, he started tefillah with the right kavanah, and then there was a psul. So koidish b'kabalos, so tefillah is miskabelis. But Kol Shehei Psul B'Kodesh, meaning he didn't even start. He started with a Be'er Machshavo. So then, the tefillah is not miskabelis. Here's the two Jushim of the Tzlach on this Mishnah. And we'll add one third one that's brought down the Sefer Likutei Bosa Likutei in the name of the Sefer Yalkut Yehuda. The Rambam says that somebody who's Poyrish Min HaTzibur Ein Lo Chelek Lo Elam Habo. Says, what's the idea? If a person is part of the Tzibur, even though he's a Rasha, he is still part of the Tzibur. But if he's a person is a Rosh, he's not part of the Tzibur, he doesn't have the schus of the Tzibur. So you may, that's what it means. It's called Shepsuli B'Kodesh, he's a Rosh, but it's in the Kodesh with part of Am Yisrael who's Kodesh. So then he's still Biskabel, even though he's a Rosh. But someone who's a Rosh on his own is now within the Kodesh, which means now with the Am Yisrael, now with the Tzibur. So then that Rosh is Besulik from Am Yisrael. And this is really brought down in Divrei Agro and Parshas Nitzavim, that Parshat Kisavi speaks about Am Yisrael as a whole, when Am Yisrael is joined together. Parshat Kisavi speaks about the one who leaves Am Yisrael and stands on its own. That there it says, all the klolos that will be in that sefer is chal on him. Because someone who leaves the tzibur, he doesn't belong to anything, he has no protection, he's not part of Kol Shepsulei B'Kodesh. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor of the Shomach Shavah Shiurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.